talk on the phone, it's just not the same. And since she moved, I heard she was getting into some things.
That's too bad.
I'd really like to ask her about it, but I don't know how to bring it up. And I'm kind of worried about her.
I got a call from an old friend. We laughed about how we had changed. But I could tell things weren't going as well as she claimed. She tried to hide her feelings, but they only gave her a
Thanks for listening.
Anytime.
I just want to be her friend.
You are, and the Lord can get through to her. He got through to me.
I hope I say the right things to her.
Sometimes listening is enough.
Thanks.
Hey, Johnny, you're pretty good at this kind of thing. What are you writing?
Oh, nothing.
Come on, tell us.
It's nothing. I was just thinking about Mr. Waterman. He's an old man who lives near my grandfather's farm. I saw him a lot when I stayed with my grandparents last summer. We used to go down and sit on the dock and fish. He'd tell me about all the things he's done. He knows a lot of stuff. I didn't want to go there at first, but it turned out to be a really good summer.
Hey, that gives me an idea. I can write about the time some of the guys came to see me in the hospital when I broke my leg playing football. They helped me with my homework so I wouldn't get behind.
Yeah, when we went to see him, it was really funny. Mike snitched a bedpan out of the supply closet and came in Tom's room wearing it on his head singing Louie Louie.
Yeah, old Nurse Filbert nearly threw him out of the hospital, but he sure made me feel better.
I'm writing about someone in this class. You see, my dad's in the Army, and we've moved around a lot. I've been to 6 schools in 8 years, and sometimes it's been hard for me to make friends. But this time was different. It's because of this person. She introduced me to everybody and took me around, and really made me feel included. I've been here 1.5 years now, and she really made it feel like home. This may sound sentimental, but I'm writing about Heather.